And taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with area high school softball and baseball from last night. In a softball play, it was Denison rallying with multiple runs and multiple innings, coming from way behind to upset Atlantic last night. 6-5 was the final there. Denison Schleswig picking up the victory there. They had a 3-run homer included in that game. Also, in other scores from softball play, it was ACGC 12-2 over Panorama, ADM 13-3 over Greene County. Carroll was a 5-4 winner over Ballard. Charter Oak Ute beat Arweva 12-9. Earlham 12-0 over Woodward Granger. Exira EHK top Boyer Valley 5-4. Glenwood 6-2 over Creston. Griswold beat Audubon 14-13. IKM Manning a 13-5 winner over Riverside. Kemper Catholic took two from Harlan, 7-3 in Game 1 and 11-6 in Game 2. It was Lennox 5-0 over Nottoway Valley, Lewis Central 6-4 over St. Albert, Logan Magnolia beat Trainer 7-5, Maple Valley Anthonoto was a 12-0 winner over East Sac County, Ogden 19-0 over West Central Valley, Red Oak was a 12-1 winner over Shenandoah, Sydney 9-3 over Fremont Mills, it was Sioux City West 3-1 over Thomas Jefferson, Sioux City West also beating Thomas Jefferson in the second game, 5-4 in nine innings of play. It was Stanton 12-10 over Essex, Tri-Center 16-15 over AHSTW. It was Underwood 7-6 over Missouri Valley. West Harrison beat Glidden Ralston 16-15 in eight innings of play. Also, it was Westwood beating West Monona 15-2, and Winterset was a 4-3 winner over Sadell. Moving on to baseball scores, Atlantic picked up a win last night in extra innings. It was an 8-7 win for the Trojans in eight innings of play there over Denison Schleswig. Alta Aurelia was an 11-4 winner over OABCIG. Audubon topped Griswold 18-9. It was Bedford 11-1 over Southwest Valley in five innings. Cam was a 10-0 winner over Woodbine in five innings. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 4-3 over Sioux City North in eight innings of play in game one. And they beat him 10-7 in the second game as well. That was stopped after six innings of play due to darkness. Exira EHK was a 16-1 winner over Boyer Valley in four innings. Glenwood 7-6 over Creston. It was Harlan 5-4 over Kemper Catholic. I-35 beat Central Decatur 13-0 in six innings. IKM Manning was an 18-0 winner over Riverside in four innings. Lennox was a 6-4 winner over Nottoway Valley. Lewis Central beat St. Albert 7-5. It was Missouri Valley over Underwood 8-2. Mount Air 14-1 over East Union in five innings. Pleasantville 5-2 over Southeast Warren. Red Oak was a 12-3 winner over Shenandoah. Sioux City West beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 11-3. Also beat him again 14-4 in five innings. Stanton was a 15-5 winner over Essex in six innings of play. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 17-0 in four innings. Tri-Center over AHSTW 7-6. West Harrison was a 15-0 winner over Glidden Ralston in four. And Woodward Granger was a 10-0 winner over Earlham in five innings of play in baseball action last night. That's a look at what happened on the high school front. Now on the major league front, a couple of games we had for you on the radio yesterday. Jose Martinez hit a pair of solo homers, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-0 in the opener of a day-night doubleheader. And Martinez connected in the fifth and eighth innings for his first multi-homer game. He added a sacrifice fly in the sixth inning. Martinez's 415-foot opposite field drive to right center ignited a 3-run Cardinals rally in the fifth. Matt Carpenter followed with an RBI double and scored on Dexter Fowler's single to make it 3-0. Colton Wong had an RBI double, and Martinez added a sacrifice fly as the Cardinals extended their lead to 5-0 in the sixth. Martinez homer to left in the eighth traveled 436 feet. Right-hander Lance Lynn struggled with his control with four walks but was able to get out of a bases-loaded one-out jam in the fifth. Lynn struck out eight, including the side, in the fourth inning. In the second game, it was Keon Broxton and Travis Shaw each hitting a solo home run and combining for five RBIs to help the Brewers beat the Cardinals 8-5 and split that doubleheader. Cardinals won the opener, as we mentioned, 6-0. In the nightcap, Shaw's eighth-inning single against Trevor Rosenthal broke a 5-5 tie. Shaw, who was reinstated from a family medical emergency before the doubleheader, went 2-for-5 in the second game and drove in two runs. Brewers right-hander Jimmy Nelson went 5 2/3 innings, but still winless in 11 career games against the Cardinals. He gave up 9 hits, 2 walks, and struck out 4. Jared Hughes got the decision after giving up a game-tying homer to Matt Carpenter. Corey Niebel earned his 9th save in 12 opportunities. Other scores in the National League included Pittsburgh 5-2 over Colorado, Washington 10-5 over Atlanta. The Cubs beat the Mets 14-3. It was San Diego 6-2 over Cincinnati. Also in American League action, it was Alcides Escobar hitting a two-run double as part of a six-run sixth inning, and the Royals beat the San Francisco Giants 8-1 on Tuesday night. Jorge Bonifacio drove in three runs and snapped an 0-for-13 drought. Alex Gordon added two hits and two runs, while Whit Merrifield added a bases-loaded triple to help Kansas City to a win in its first appearance at AT&T Park since the 2014 World Series. Jason Vargas allowed one run over seven innings, doubt pitch, tie, block, in a battle of left-handers. Vargas gave up five hits with six strikeouts and one walk for his fourth straight win overall and second against the Giants this season. Buster Posey had two hits and scored San Francisco's run. The Giants have lost 10 of 14. Other interleague games, it was the Dodgers 7-5 over Cleveland. Arizona was a 7-6 winner over Detroit. Miami beat Oakland 8-1. Boston 4-3 over Philadelphia in 12. And the American League, it was Tampa Bay 8-1 over Toronto. The White Sox beat Baltimore 6-1. Texas a 4-2 winner over Houston. Minnesota erupted for 20 runs and beating Seattle 20-7. And the Angels were 3-2 winners over the Yankees in 11 innings of play. In the Pacific Coast League yesterday, it was Iowa beating Nashville 8-4, and Oklahoma City topped Omaha 7-2. Today's game, see Omaha at Oklahoma City for a midday game, and it'll be a night game for Iowa at Nashville. And some news from college baseball. Big Ten Player of the Year Jake Adams is ready to embark on a professional career. The Iowa first baseman was taken in the sixth round of the Major League Baseball draft by the Houston Astros after a junior season in which he tallied 29 home runs and leading the Hawkeyes to the Big Ten tournament title. Adams got the call at his home in South Dakota.
And they're like, well, hey, we have the next pick. We're wondering, we're going to draft you here. Will you take this amount of money? And I knew right then my dream has finally came true. And like I said, my body went completely numb, and it was kind of an emotional feeling knowing where I came from and how hard I had to work to get where I am today.
Adams knew getting drafted in the top 10 rounds was a possibility after a late season meeting with Iowa coach Rick Heller.
So I started hitting a lot of home runs in the last couple games, and Coach Heller said, okay, we sat down again. He goes, well, you have a really good shot at going top 10 this year. So we kind of talked through the process and the money part and everything, and that was when I kind of realized, like, wow, this is my dream might come true this year.
Adams hit .335 and drove in 72 runs this past season as Iowa advanced to an NCAA regional for the second time in 3 years.
I have to keep working, obviously, because the next level, it's going to be more competitive, and I'm going to have to tighten up my swing a lot more at that level. So I'm prepared for what's ahead of me and just got to keep working and keep my head down and keep getting as high as I can in their organization.
Adams becomes Iowa's highest draft pick since 1999 and expects to begin his pro career this weekend.
I still have a tendency to get long with my swing, and that's getting me to chase out of the zone. So I gotta have more discipline at the plate. Obviously, I haven't been given a lot of credit for my defense, and obviously I know that. I've only been playing for 3 years. So I just have to keep working hard at that and keep getting better every day that I'm out there in the field, and I think I'll be just fine.
Iowa shortstop Mason McCoy was taken eight picks later in the sixth round by the Baltimore Orioles. And for the St. Louis Cardinals, they selected eight players on the second day of the 2017 Major League Baseball first-year player draft. Three pitchers, two outfielders, two infielders, and one catcher made up their first selections in the rounds 3-10 that were held. Scott Hurst, the Cardinals' third-round pick out of Cal State Fullerton, is a 5'10", 175-pound center fielder. The left-handed hitting junior is batting a team-leading .332 with 12 home runs and 5 triples, 15 doubles and 39 RBIs in 61 games for the Titans. Named to the Big West Conference first team, Hurst leads the conference in runs scored and total bases and ranks second in home runs and third in slugging percentage and triples. Earlier this season, Hurst went 5-for-5 with a school record 4 home runs against Cal State Northridge on May 20th. Cal State Fullerton faces Oregon State in their opening game of the College World Series on this upcoming Saturday. And also in other sporting news, hundreds of fans were already lining up very early this morning along downtown Pittsburgh streets in Point State Park for a parade to celebrate the Penguin Stanley Cup Championship. Planners say as many as 500,000 people could turn out Wednesday, surpassing the 400,000 who attended last year's celebration, which was the biggest of any of the team's five Stanley Cup championships. The parade route's streets will close by 9 a.m. for the 11 a.m. parade. The parade will run along Grant Street and Boulevard of the Alleys as it did last year. But this year, it will continue into Point State Park, where players, coaches, and other dignitaries will take the stage. The Penguins won this cup on Sunday against the Nashville Predators with a 2-0 win in Game 6. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.